The IU Opera Theater opens their spring semester with a stirringly involving production of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, conducted by recent faculty appointee Arthur Fagan, with stage direction by guest James Marvel on the familiar design of C. David Higgins. From the opening notes Saturday night, it was clear that conductor Fagan was going for color and contrast in Donizetti's orchestration. Dynamics were very much in evidence, and the alternately lyrical and dance-like sections were exploited. Lucia's accompaniment in her first act aria was beautifully played by harpist Shi Yun, and the famous duet with the flute in her mad scene was flexibly partnered by flutist Ji Yun Hur. Lucia can easily become an exercise in black and white, a sort of dark, dark shadows. Stage director Marvel has resisted that to, I think, good effect. Saturday night's Lass of the Lammermoor was sung powerfully by Heather Youngquist. The ghostly figure that appears in her first scene and stalks through the crowd in the later mad scene was visible as a grim harbinger to the audience, but Lucia doesn't see it. She's an imaginative and perhaps overstressed young lady, but not crazed until the snap of the wedding night. Her brother Enrico, who forces her into the marriage that drives her over the edge, is portrayed as a devious schemer, but not a black-hearted one. He deeply cares for his family and indeed for all of Scotland. Saturday night's Enrico baritone Scott Hogshead was the singer who could best match Youngquist in the duets. The list of characters who could be villains, and are in some productions of Lucia, includes the family chaplain Raimondo, and the chosen groom and savior of the family fortunes Arturo. Saturday night's cleric was strongly sung by Andrew Kruse. His chaplain certainly pushes for the marriage, but clearly has broad ethical concerns for the people involved. Arturo, the show's one-scene tenor, was sung by Samuel Green. Again, this is a character who can be portrayed in rather black terms, but though the voice was small, Arturo was clearly supposed to be a charmer. The whole cast welcomed his entrance, and with a light touch, he even waved a greeting to us in the audience. Frankly, the part of Edgardo, the tenor hero, sung well on Saturday by Joshua Lindsay, is a tough one to make dramatic sense of. After some lovely singing and wooing and winning Lucia, he departs on a secret mission and doesn't come back until the night of the enforced wedding. He causes a fuss, but is forced to depart. Then Lucia does the mad scene of all mad scenes that everyone's been waiting for, and Saturday Nights with Youngquist was terrifically moving. What more could one want? Great ending! But no, the curtain comes down and there's a set change so Edgardo can reappear, sing, and then kill himself. It's a tribute to the production that the staging of this in a gloomy cemetery scene with a background of nicely marshaled, darkly clad mourners did once again grip the audience's attention, and make for a nicely worked-out finale. The IU production of Lucia di Lammermoor has final performances on Friday and Saturday night in the Musical Arts Center. You can find this review and an interview with stage director James Marvel on our website at wfiu.org. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.